This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Calling the climate right, the U.S. Wednesday appealed for a ceasefire in Yemen and for the combatants to return to UN-backed peace talks to end more than 3 years of war. Author and former UN Security Council Yemen Panel of Experts member Gregory Johnson said there are two reasons for this renewed effort.
One, of course, is the death of Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist who was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. I think that's brought a lot of criticism down on Saudi Arabia, and in particular Mohammed bin Salman.
Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince, Johnson said there is also growing opposition in Congress to end military support for the Saudi-led coalition, largely over the large number of civilian casualties. UN spokesman Farhan Haq said Special UN Envoy to Yemen, Martin Griffiths, welcomed the decision.
The Special Envoy will continue to work with all parties to agree on tangible steps to spare all Yemenis the disastrous consequences of further conflict and to urgently address the political, security, and humanitarian crisis in Yemen.
Griffiths in Yemen in September is described as having made progress in prodding both sides, the Shia Houthi rebels and Saudi-led coalition, to end hostilities. Houthi political council member Sultan al-Sameh insisted the Houthis are not the aggressors and are ready for peace when aggression against them is stopped. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis Tuesday called for a ceasefire within 30 days, adding the Saudis and United Arab Emirates seem ready to embrace UN efforts aimed at a negotiated settlement. Members of the Islamic Movement of Nigeria Wednesday said more than 40 of its members were killed in clashes with security forces in the capital Abuja. Many were buried the same day. Ibrahim Gamawa is a Shia leader.
I, as a Shia today, I'm carrying my death certificate because under Buhari's government, any Shia in Nigeria is under a threat.
Shia members are demanding the release of their leader, Ibrahim Zazaki, incarcerated since 2015. This is VOA News.